mitzvahs gemilas chasadim kalal chesed. It includes all kinds of goods and kindness. Sheyachol lasus lechaveiro, that a person can do for his friend. Kasav Rambam mitzvahs asher shel divrayim is a rabbinic command. Levakar chaylim, to visit the isek. Lenachem aveilim, to console the mourners. Lahitzi ames, to be involved in funerals. Lahachnis hakala, to help marry people off. Lavis arkim, to escort guests. Lusasik b'chol tzarkei kvurah, to be engaged in all needs of burial. Lasas on akasev, including carrying the casket on shoulder. Belelach lufanav, and to walk in front of it. Belisbay to eulogize. Belachbar, to dig. Belikvar, to bury. Bechelus hameach achasim v'kalav achasim, to make the kala and chasim happy, with sadam, and to support them, b'chol tzorcheim, whatever they need. Ve'elein gemulas chasadim shebegufay, these are the gemulas chasadim that a person does with his body, she'ein lahem shir, that there is no shir for that, meaning you just keep on doing it. Av b'shekol mitzvaseilem d'vrayim, this is the Rambam talking, even though these are rabbinic mitzvahs, hayem b'chlau v'havtel racha kamaycha, they're included in v'havtel racha kamaycha, anything that a person would want others to do for him, I say, so this is v'divrei Rambam, shrichim b'yer. The Rambam needs explanation. He wrote at the end that this is biblical. That's the kasha of this Rambam. He starts off saying it's a rabbinic mitzvah. He concludes and says it's all included in the biblical mitzvah. Is it biblical or is it rabbinic? If it's biblical, what do I need the rabbinic for? But yes, Leimar, the Midrash of mitzvah klalus kogmelus chasadim. Biblically speaking, all kindness, all acts of kindness are included. With the English here, the English chayiv kol yoyim lasik b'milus chasadim, and he doesn't have to spend all day doing kesed to others. V'gamim yesh lo lasis tzarchei atzmai. And if he has to do his own needs, his friend's needs don't take precedence. If he can, he helps. When the Rabbanan came along and made it a rabbinic mitzvah, after means when possible, do for others. Right? Doesn't mean you have to give up your own. Doesn't mean you're obligated to do any, whenever it comes up. It's when it's available, when you can do it. Rabbanan came along and said, no, this is like Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is not a choice. Bikur Chayim is not a choice. Nichum Avelim is not a choice. Even if you have to take care of your own needs, but you have a mitzvah Rabbanan called Bikur Chayim. The mitzvah Yuchedesh, Shukhiv Allah Be'el Advarim Shemana Rambam Zah. Again, this is his answer to the Rambam. There are other answers to the Rambam. But that's what he wants to learn. That the biblical obligation is that you do Gemilas Chasadim when you can. The rabbinic obligation is you have to do Gemilas, certain types of Gemilas Chasadim, whether you can or can't. Just like Ner Chanukah might not be convenient, but nobody skips Ner Chanukah because of inconvenience. So over here, you can't skip Bikur Chaylim because of inconvenience. That's what he's saying. Again, this is his tarot to the Rambam. It's considered Gemilas Chasadim Shebegufay. Yes, it's part of the mitzvah Bikur Chaylim. Correct.
I have a seder, and I can't have a chalutza now.
So there's the halacha that says if it's mitzvah shavshal ha'atzadei chayrim, you're not mevatel tayra. Right? This is the halacha. Right? Somebody needs a ride to the hospital. If there's anybody else that can do it, you shouldn't do it because you have to learn. You're middle of learning. However, if nobody's around, you're mechuyev to close your sefer and go do it. This is everything.
You haven't started learning yet.
It doesn't make a difference. Don't run to learn when somebody calls you to do a chesed because you don't want to do the chesed. That's not what I meant. You know, all of a sudden, you guys have to learn. You know what I mean? My mother needed me to clean for Pesach. All of a sudden, I have chavrusas. You know what I mean? That's... I'm recording already, I know. I'm well aware. Okay. Tenth item at base. We just learned that Beis Shammai is machmer, that every Tashma should have a bedikla. Beis Shammai said only the first and the last. And Rabbi Shu was machmer in his Talmidim And they said, you're being machmer. He said, I'm machmer in this world. You'll have a better Olam Haba. We were up to Amar Reb Zeira. If you go across from Lo Yivol B'Yishna, go down 1, 2, 3 lines, 3 or 4 lines, whatever way you want to count it. Amar Reb Zeira, Medivrei Kulam Nilmad. From all these people we learn, not sure what means Kulam, Bal Nefesh Lo Yivol B'Yishna. I think, I would say from Beis Shammai and Rabbi Yeshua, but I'm not sure. What does he say, Medivrei Kulam? All. Who are the all? Beisil, I don't see where you see it. Because Beisil said, you don't have to worry about it, multiple tashmishes. But I'm not sure. Rashi doesn't say. Oh, Rashi does say. Rashi says, the fact that we make you do bedik at the end shows us that there is a fear that the tashmish can cause blood. So therefore, if a person wants to be machmer bal nefesh means the person that goes the extra mile, not mandatory, but the guy who wants to be more machmer, should not live with his wife twice in the same night. Therefore, he could check it in the morning to make sure that she's not an either. Now, Tysus is bothered. Tysus says, Tysus understands it, that sometimes the woman's desire for tashmish and the act of tashmish together can cause a woman to see blood out of ordinary. But Taisa says, the chayrit is only by somebody that's makpun and taras, right? That's what Taisa speaks out, because, I mean, that's what's going to be in a minute. Reb Zeira seems to say that even not for taras, about nefesh should be machmer. And Rava Amar, bayo v'shayna, ki tanya hilu taras. Rava says, no. Don't do that, because then it's a question of, Taisa says, to be lead by Nikvai. If it's Taurus, we can be machmer anything, because we have the excuse of Taurus, and that covers extra medikas without making the person nervous. But once you're telling a person, if you're a Baal Nefesh, be afraid even without Taurus, be machmer, if you're a Baal Nefesh, but you just inserted a thing that can cause anxiety, and we don't want that. So therefore, Rava argues in Reb Zeira and says, no, it should not happen. So the Gemara Tanya Nami Hachi, Metwar Mamurim Lutaris, Abulabayla Muteres, and Taisa speaks out that the word Muteres seems to say there's no room for Baal Nefesh. Because if not, let's answer that. Taisa told you the halacha, and Baal Nefesh is a Chumra. So Taisa says the word Muteres, Mashma, no reason for Chumra. That's how Taisa translates. Metwar Mamurim Shanicha Bechaska Sarah. When can you assume that your wife is Muteres multiple times a night, like Rava, when you left her Becheskus Tara, Avonicha Becheskus Tuma, but if she was in need and you came home, she would have to inform you that the need is over, and therefore it's Mut. Zok Rashi, Bal Nefesh, Chasid, pious person. That's how Rashi translates to Bal Nefesh. You know, again, Bal Nefesh is up to a person's individual interpretation, right? Reb David Feinstein was not makpun on Chol Vishol, and they asked him, your father said, Bal Nefesh Yaakum, he said, I'm not a Bal Nefesh. Okay, if he's not a Bal Nefesh, then there are no Bal Nefesh. But that was his own personal thing. Why he did it, I don't know, but that's what he answered people. So he didn't view himself as a Bal Nefesh. But again, Bal Nefesh is a person's personal interpretation of where he thinks he's holding. He said, chassid, pious person. What is that?
So at that time, in the 11th century, we were talking about times of Rabbi Yehuda or chassid. Nobody called Rashi a chassid.
No. I disagree with that interpretation. Please be Michael me. But I disagree with that. Rashi has been translated to Gemara. Then in the Gemara's time, there were people that were called chassid, the mice of a chassid.
There are a few
tonight,
or Amoraim, who were called chassidim. But they're exceptional amongst the Amoraim.
I don't think so, but I think that all Amoraim were Bali Nefesh, but then again, I'm not going to argue this point, because I really don't know for sure. Lo Yivul B'Yishna, Loi B'Dikim B'Ntayim. Now, Filu Beisil, Machuchi B'Dika, L'Soif Tashmash. Even Beisil needs a B'Dika, L'Soif Tashmash. Alma Chashina, L'Shem Arasu, D'Amachmas Tashmash. Alma Mishu, Yore, U'Pairish, M'Sovik Isser, one who's afraid and stays away from any possibility of Isser, Lo Yivul B'Yishna. Medvarm Amurim Devoy B'Dika. Yeah, but Medvarm Devoy B'Dika is if she is Mutaris. But Lamaila is Mutaris. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Batka the Aid, she checked with a cloth, the Abbas, and she lost it. She checked before Tashmish, and she lost the cloth. Asur l'shamish ad shetivdek. She can't have Tashmish till she checks again.
She didn't look at it.
She does the bedika. She doesn't have to check it. We said that she can do the bedika, have tashmish, right? And Mitzvah said she doesn't have to check it till the morning. So, what difference does it make if it got lost or if it's here? She doesn't know anyway. You're telling me she can't have tashmish if she lost the bedika cloth. Why? Because it might have blood, but she's not checking it anyway. And she's having tashmas. Hashtanami tashmas. Amalai Rabbi Yechelen, zu mechicha kayim, vizuei mechicha kayim. The answer, this is a woman by Taras, obviously. Right, we're going by Taras. This one, the mechiach, the proof is there. Tomorrow morning, she'll find out her status. And that, we mentioned that svara yesterday as well. There's a concept that even though you won't know till tomorrow, but you will know tomorrow. And that's what Chazal wanted you to do, according to Beis Hill. So we hear the Bedika before Tashmish, she'll find out tomorrow. When she loses it, she'll never find out. And that we don't want for Taurus. Maybe she won't, maybe she won't. Oh, that means it got lost, right?
Yeah, make a Bedika then.
What?
Why can't you?
Again, we want to know whether she was Taurus before Tashmish. Again, for Taurus, they added a bunch of Chumras. One of them is they wanted a woman to check herself before Tashmish. They didn't say, besides morning and evening, that they did all the time, they wanted before and after Tashmish. So this woman listened to what Chazal said. She checked herself before Tashmish and lost it. Lost the Medica cloth. She did not look at it. And we make it with another one. Frech to Gemara, she's not checking it till tomorrow morning anyway, so what difference does it make if it's here or not? The answer is, tomorrow morning she'll find out. And that was part of the Tekanas Chazal. They wanted her to find out whether she saw before Tashmish. Again, they wanted her to have this bedika to check tomorrow morning. Even though she doesn't know now. And even though, if she finds one of it tomorrow morning, he lives with Anita. Right? But that's what Chazal were mesaken. If she lost it, she won't be able to keep it. Not going to change the fact.
Right.
But Chazal's takana was she should know tomorrow morning whether she was Anita before Tashmish. We want her to know.
Or,
honestly, for Taurus, you're going to say, what difference does it make in Taurus? But for a woman that's Isaac B'Taurus, Chazal threw a whole bunch of medikas that have nothing directly to do with Taurus.
But in regards to Nida, that doesn't pan out.
Again, for a Baila, if she's not Isaac B'Taurus, none of this exists. That, again, your question is, why bother with this? She's not being Isaac B'Taurus now anyway until tomorrow morning. The answer is, I want her to know tomorrow morning whether she was by only. That was part of what they did to a woman that's Isaac B'Taurus.
If she does see, it doesn't make the B'Taurus before that to me.
Well, that goes to Mace Lace. Yeah. So trashy. But I forgot to go yard, it'll be still Adla Mokalu Batka. Till tomorrow she doesn't check. If she has two different cloths for every Tashmas, the Shamash is right there. She doesn't have to check it. If she won't know till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow she'll check it. And it'll help the Taurus of before. Let me try to explain. She does make a difference for Taurus in the following. She checks at 11 p.m. before Tashmish. She finds blood in the morning. She knows that for 24 hours before 11 p.m., she has to be chayshish meshleis. If she finds it clean at 11 p.m., then the 24 hours starts at a later time. She worked with Truma. That night, at 11 p.m., she checked herself with Nei Tashmish. The next morning, she finds blood on that. That means at 11 p.m., she was Anita. That means you go back 24 hours. That means see all the tyrants she did 24 hours prior to 11 p.m. are tamed. If she didn't check herself at 11 p.m. and she checks herself at 7 a.m., it's great. But then she won't know whether she was a nida at 11 p.m. And Chazal wanted a woman that was Isaac Bataris to check herself before Tashmish, because again, as I mentioned before, Tyson says that the chimu Tashmish, the desire of a relationship, can cause bleeding. So for Taris purposes, they wanted the woman to check.
I thought you said that Ignatius is only when you don't check.
Again, if a woman checks and finds herself a nida, she goes back 24 hours. If she checked 6 hours earlier and she wasn't a nida, then you don't go back more than 6 hours. The check that is a nida triggers Mace Lace. I'm sorry?
To the last time she checked. Not easily, so if she checked the last. She checked and was clean.
Okay. Yeah. I was talking about she hadn't checked. If she had checked, to the last time she checked, yeah.
11 p.m., she checked herself before attachment?
Yes.
And she was clean.
She didn't check it. She went to sleep. She saw it tomorrow morning.
She didn't look at it. She didn't look at it, but she had attachments anyway.
She's allowed to. Chazal said a woman should check herself before Tashmish and after Tashmish, and then the next morning look at them.
So it's not for the purpose of
Tashmish. It's not for the purpose of
Tashmish. It's just for Taharas.
Correct.
Okay. Is she taking a big chance?
Again,
if you don't care about it, but Taharas over here?
You'll have to excuse me. If you've been here at the beginning, it was a Machlokes HaMaroyim, whether we worry about it or not, only for Taharas or even for a husband. Not a big chance, because overwhelming 99, I'm making this up, 99.99% of women don't see Machlokes Tashmish. They don't have blood because of Tashmish. If not, we'd have a lot of divorces among the time of the community. Many more than we have. A woman that's writing down Machlokes Tashmish can't stay with her husband. There'll be a whole sugya later on about writing down Machlokes Tashmish. I'm told that these islands exist. I never know of one. I don't want to know of one. I'm told that these shilas exist. Let's put it this way. The Chumash Svarim, the Chumash and Ebi Yehuda, they deal with it. So obviously it existed. I'm told that these are the shilas that go to the big guns. No regular person, Rav, would touch their shilas. Because you're dealing with the existence of the marriage. So they find all kinds of haterim and things like that within the bounds of halacha. But I don't... We'll get to the subject. We'll worry about it a little bit. Maybe not. Rashi. It also helped her to bring a chatas. So that's not the reason we're making her do the bedikah. We're not worried about it. We're just worried for Taurus. And once we're worried for Taurus, there's an extra benefit that if she finds blood, she'll know that she has to bring a chatas. It's not around. The bedikah is meaningless. If the bedikah is here, it's meaningful. Tomorrow morning, retroactive. If the bedikah is not here, there's no bedikah for all practical purposes. A person is not allowed to. The Brisa said at the beginning of the page, it's unseemly. But the Shammai said, that's the better option, right? If she's not going to have separate cloths for every tashmish, the better option is to be mishamish l'aranair so she can check it. That's what Mishamai said. The B'yachalan uses the word usher l'adam shishamish mitasar b'yayin. It is prohibited for a man to have tashmish with his wife by day. Micro, Shanema, Yoivad Yoiv Yivalagoy, Eev was cursing himself. He said, let the day that I was born be destroyed. V'alayla amar hayra geber. And the night that said that the man should become pregnant, that he should become pregnant with a human. Meaning, he refers to the day as the time of birth and to the night of the time of becoming, of being impregnated. And you see, Laila litn hiroyan. He didn't say, yoim, that I got pregnant. The night is given for to be make women pregnant. But yoim loy didn't leroy. Not today. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's source. That when Eve cursed himself, when he referred to the time of the relationship, he talked about night. Baizadrachov. One who, how does he translate Baizadrachov?
Degrades
his ways, Yamas Shaddai. Rashi, Baizadrachov. Drachov refers to relationship. The word derech can refer to relationship. Kamai, Pasuk in Mishlei, derech gever ba'alma, the way of a man with a woman. So you see, the derech, the way of a man, refers to his relationship with a woman. Hamashamish b'yayim, baladei b'zayin. One who has tashmish by day is degrading. Why? Shema yira ba'davar meguna v'tizgan olav. We're afraid, since she's not dark, so he sees her during the time of tashmish, he might notice something that doesn't look pretty to him, and it shall become unseemly to him. So he just degraded the act. It became an act that was degrading because he's not as involved in it as he should be because he notices something. Whereas in the dark, he won't notice something. Dr. Gemara,
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, about it being the time to get pregnant, why would it be prohibited to do it during the day if your wife is, I don't know, postmenopausal, already pregnant? Any of the reasons why a woman wouldn't get pregnant?
A great question. The way I understand it is that why would we care, why would it make a difference to us whether it's a relationship that can cause pregnancy or not? The fact that the Iyah was referring to the nighttime of, he was talking about when his mother got pregnant, right? And the fact that he called it nighttime was informing us that what causes pregnancy, meaning relationships, should be done at night, not by day. Now, the Gemara is going to add clauses to this. We're not finished with this sugya. So, any halachic drawing so far should not be drawn.
Why can't you just close your eyes?
It doesn't work. Closing eyes.
Rabbi, was...
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was there an answer to what I asked?
Yeah. That why would the pasuk make a difference whether it's for pregnancy or not? It's
right.
Obviously that we don't want the act that makes women pregnant at night. We don't care whether she becomes pregnant or not. It's the way he referred to it, because he was talking about it. He wishes his mother not ever got pregnant with him. And he said,
no, I
at night.
Just...
Right. Okay. So why should it make a difference whether she's postmenopausal or not?
Well, I would argue the other way. The whole difference is pregnancy. If that's the reason,
it's not
because
the reason.
You cannot become.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the reason.
Yeah.
If Tyra is just referring that Eve was cursing the night his mother got pregnant, why the night his mother got pregnant? Why not the day his mother got pregnant? That's what. Not that the pregnancy is the difference. The relationship is the difference. He was referring to pregnancy because he was referring to his own mother becoming pregnant with him, and he wishes it never happened.
So for him, he was just referring to the relationship, not the fact of the pregnancy.
Exactly.
He was ruining the fact that it had happened at night, therefore, okay, I got it.
He didn't care about the fact that his mother had a relationship. He cared his mother could have had a relationship a million times. He cared about the fact that he was born. He's caring, when he talks about the time period, when his mother became pregnant with him, which means when she had a relationship, it was night. That's the Gemara
Baita. And according to Reish Lakish, I mean, you could argue the opposite. A man would be, almost by definition, more attracted to his wife if he can see her. This is a natural human impulse. There is a physical attraction.
Again, I hear your question. I hear your question, and I'm afraid to answer it, but I will answer it anyway. I think it doesn't say that a man can't see his wife's body. What the Gemara is saying is he shouldn't see it during the relationship. He could see it before, he could see it after, but during the relationship, we're afraid that it might be a turnoff at that time, which we don't want during the relationship. Now, before, he can see it. As you pointed out, it is human nature to react positively, right? So, again, I think what Rish Lakish is saying is, he's not banning a man from seeing his wife before, or after, or any other time. But it's just at that moment.
What changes?
Because if he sees his wife something unseemly before,
he's attracted the whole time, and all of a sudden,
because he might notice something that he didn't notice before. That's why. He might notice something he didn't notice before. Again, if he sees something unseemly, not during the relationship, it doesn't bother us. So either he'll have to take care of it, or he won't ever, whatever the result of that will be, will be. We just don't want it to happen during the time of the relationship. That's all, if I understand it correctly. Something about my term. Rish Lakish Haikron Rabbi Yechonon by Darish Bay. What does Rish Lakish do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yechonon that seems to indicate that it happened at night? Why isn't he happy with that? I mean, if you would have asked me, I would have said because Rish Lakish's words are stronger, Yamos. But again, Rish Lakish is translating Boizet Drakov to refer to the relationship. Rabbi Yechonon has the direct words of relationship. And for the Gemara, like the Darish of Chanina by Papa. They're very important chazal. All chazal are important. But this is very important in Hashkafa. The Darash of Chazir Papa. Oysim Malach HaMamunah HaLiroyan. The Malach that Hashem puts into place that's in charge of pregnancy, Laila Shmai. His name is Laila. Nothing to do with time of relationship, but that's the name of the Malach. Benoitul Tipa, and he takes the drop of Zera that will impregnate the woman. Right, as it exits the man, this is happening simultaneous. And he brings it to the Rebbeinu Shloim. What will this child be? Gibar or chalash? Strong or weak? Chacham or tipish? Smart or foolish? Asher Rayani? Rich or poor? That's what happens. Laila Amar Hayregaver, the Malach of Night, says the man is becoming pregnant. Let's find out what his future holds.
The Ilu Rashi Tzadik for Kama.
What?
Hashem answer him?
Yeah, not Kasher Paskin, 100%. The Ilu Rashi Tzadik for Kama. But it doesn't say whether the man will be a Rashi Tzadik. That's up to us. Kedamer Reb Chanina, Kedamer Reb Chanina, Kedamer Reb Chanina. How come Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim? Shneamar. Va'ati Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoyim Yimcha, Kim Liyir. All Hashem wants you to do is fear. Let me explain this Gemara. Every person is given a package. Every person born is born with a package. Where he's born, to whom he's born, his physical situation. And included in that physical thing, package that he's given, is his intellect, is his physical strength, is his susceptibility to illness. All this is predetermined. Even rich or poor. Now, tefillah can help for everything. Sick people can daven, rich people can daven, and foolish people can daven. And tefillah can change. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, whether how it changes, that we're not getting involved in now. Everything is predetermined. Therefore, a person is limited. Everybody can be Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, if a guy's not so smart, his chances of being Moshe Rabbeinu have been clearly diminished. And if he's very smart, his chances are increased. I don't think anybody's becoming Moshe Rabbeinu anyway, but that's my own personal opinion. But anybody can be as big as it can be, but everybody has limitations. A person that's sick, Rachmana Litzman, is disposed to illness, has a harder life than the person that doesn't. That's his nisayon. These are all predetermined. Why are some people born into rich families and some people born into poor families and some people born into this kind of family and some people born into that kind of family? It's all predetermined. There's only one thing that's not predetermined. You're given a package, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to use it to serve Hashem or are you going to use it not to serve Hashem? That's up to us. We live normal lives. We do the normal hishtadlus. We do our normal effort to get things done. Right? We don't sit and say, okay, Rabbi Shloim, either I'll be rich or poor, why should I go to work? No. We say, you're mechuyev to go to work, that's established, that's on the Parisian's curse that we inherited, right? We have to work for a living, it's fine, but that's it. Don't think that it's all predetermined. It can change with tefillah, it can change many, that's not our point now. But it's all predetermined. Kids born with all that package. And everybody's given the unique package. Some people are born with this character trait, and some people are born with a different character trait. All predetermined. Why do some people lazy, and some people are don't have lazy? Why do some people can't drag themselves out of bed in the morning, and some people jump right up? This is all predetermined. A person can work in themselves and change Mises, but they're born with a set of character traits. All the only thing that's not predetermined is, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying, I gave you a package, what are you going to do with it?
It's not really predetermined, but it can change. It's not really predetermined.
Yes, it is. What you are naturally. Why are some kids lazier than others? Before they even have a chance to be responsible for themselves. That's their natural tendency.
Right.
That was predetermined.
Okay, the tablets were predetermined.
That's what I'm saying. Now, a person can work in their midas. Right. I don't want to spend too much time in this, but Rabbi Shaul Sponsor says, I hold this word is Neir Goyim. I mean, he doesn't need my ass cover, Rabbi Shaul Sponsor, by the way, but I love this word. He says he's a lazy guy. He struggles to get up for davening or for dershum. He struggles. It's a big struggle. And he forces himself out of bed. And he goes to davening on time. Okay? The first day, it's a terrible struggle. The second day, less so. The third day, less so. 5 months in, he doesn't even remember that he struggled to get out of bed. The rest of his life, every day he comes to Shacharis, he will be rewarded by that lazy guy that forced himself out of bed. Even though now he's not lazy anymore. He gets out of bed naturally. He changed himself. Doesn't make a difference. That is his own creation. He'll be rewarded the rest of his life like the first day. And the opposite, unfortunately, is true as well. A guy who has no trouble getting up. But he hangs around people and they sleep in. He figures, let me try it. And over a while, he becomes the guy that can't get out of bed. All his life, Hashem will say, this was a guy that had no laziness in him and he doesn't go to Shacharis. He had no excuse. But now he's lazy. Doesn't make a difference. That was self-imposed. When a person does self-imposed up to control, what he did to himself, he's responsible for. I'm just telling you, that's exactly it. Everybody's given a set of circumstances. Some people can't have a desire to be rich. They go crazy. They need money, 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 money. Other people don't have that desire. Right? I mean, I know people like, I don't want to say anything, I'm on tape. Yes.
There is an aspect of this that I agree is incredibly important to all, although all of them are incredibly important, but that's where you run into one of the problems of your preconception. But the nature of time's effect on things, or on the physical things, is that to do with head of operation, that anything physical, anything that you get which is physical, is temporal and will degrade with time. Machshava is not material, and therefore machshava is eternal, and that is what's being differentiated here. It's something which comes from a much lower level than, I'm sorry, machshava comes from a much higher level.
Yeah, I didn't understand the Gemara that way. I don't think you need that for the Gemara. I think the Gemara is saying, okay, maybe. I'm not going to argue with that.
Is this different than the 40 days to where God is born? Termination.
This is, it seems like before that.
But I understand that part. Are they two different
characters? I think so, because there are three things that determined 40 days before. His wife, his house, and his job. This does not mention who he's going to marry. It doesn't mention where he's going to live. And it doesn't mention where his job is going to be.
In other words, whatever's mentioned here is our exact items.
That's what it says. No, I'm listening to the Gemara. I think this covers his physical makeup, his limitations or not, right? Chalosh, Gibar, Asher, Ani, Chacham, Tipesh. These are part of the person themselves, not externals.
So Asher and Ani is eternal?
The fact, will he be a rich man or a poor man? That's nothing to do with his job, nothing to do with his wife, and nothing to do with his house. Unless the Asher is supposed to come because his father-in-law is a millionaire. I don't know. Like it. That's the Gemara like it. Rabbi Yechonen, how does Rabbi Yechonen know this? Im kainich to call Gever Haira. Gever Haira. To say this, did you see Laila Amar Gever Haira? The man has become impregnated. The woman becomes impregnated. The man has become, what word would you use? He has been conceived, right? My Haira Gever? Laila didn't Liron, the Yamlin didn't Liron. The order tells us the other thing as well. Dr. Ashi, Hakol B'dei Shemayim, Kol Midoitzav, all character traits, the Kairaisav Shal Adam, and the happenings to the person, born like Xeris Melech, Kutz Mizu, there's only one thing that Hashem leaves up to us, and that is, Kim Liyira, Dover Zer Levada Hushayim Mcha, Vishar Kol B'yadai V'zeh B'yadcha. Hashem has allowed us to have Bechira. That's why we're in this world, by the way. He doesn't ask anything from us because everything goes by him except this. He's not asking us to be rich because it's not up to us. He's not asking us to be smart. It's not up to us. He's asking us the one thing that he left up to us, which is why we were created, because we wouldn't have choice. What are we here for? Well, play, but everybody's got a play game going on. He created us so we could choose the right thing. That's the purpose of creation. So he left us choice. But he left us choice in one area. What are we going to do with the package he gave us?
That's pretty boring to know we're here.
What?
It's pretty boring for Hashem, but there were no humans.
What? I don't accept that at all. The Bnei Shem is not boring. He's not human. He's not a Ein Lo Mosar Guf. The Ein Lo Guf. We say this in Yigdal. We say this. It's not the guy. It's not bored. Yes. Rabbi Yechonen is saying how he learns both drushas out of the pasuk. He has to learn the drusha, and he also learns the drusha that night is the time of pregnancy. So he says that comes from the order. Instead of Gever Haira, which would have been Rabbi Chanina's, it also says Haira Gever to include something else. Rashi, my Haira Gever. Midasamach Hiroyim Lelaila, it says the word pregnancy next to the night. Shema Minola Medrash Hachi. To also darshan, Laila Nitin Hiroyim Veloyayim. The order of the pasuk, the juxtaposition of the pasuk, teaches us Rabbi Yechonen. It's teaching us that the malach called Laila is the one that is active on the night when a person is conceived. Rabbi Yechonen, I call the Rish Lakish my daughter's bed. Rabbi Yechonen, what does he do with the pasuk of Rish Lakish of Derech Baizitrach of Yumus? He needs it for what is written in Sefer Ben Sira. Ben Sira is a very interesting thing. There's a Sefer called Ben Sira. It was written by the son of Yirmiyahu Hanavi. So it's not like written by somebody who got up and decided to write a Sefer. Chazal were mesupik if that was written Baruch HaKadosh or not. They might have included it in Ksuvim. They weren't sure. And they went through it, and they found foolish things in it. And therefore they said it couldn't have been written Baruch HaKadosh. And therefore they said, don't learn Sefer Ben Sira. But the interesting part about it is, and I would just point that out, not that I have a good shot, is that they quote it all the time. And not only that, the Gemara spends an Amud in Sanhedrin figuring out what is foolish. So it says, is this foolish? No, it's not. Is this foolish? No, it's not. Is this foolish? No, it's not. Oh, this is the foolish part. So you just told me what was foolish. So now I know Ben Sira. Right? But that's what Chazal said. So they said, this pasuk is teaching me what Ben Sira spelled out. What did he spell out? Shloisa Senesi. Ben Sira says, Hashem says, I hate three. Ba'abor lo yahafti. And I don't like four. So wait, Nevi'im talk, Tzuvim talk. Shem says, I hate three types of people, but there's a fourth one I also don't love. One of them is Sar Hanargol, a Talmud Chacham who hangs out Bebeis HaMishtars in bars, in places where people get together to drink. I don't know. I think it's one, the first one. No, he talks before. He brings four. He'll bring all four. Right. The Amila Sar Hanargol. Not Nargol, which is accustomed. Nargol, he talks. Talmud Chacham that yaps in Bebeis HaMishtars. Shem says, I hate that. a Talmid Chacham doesn't belong there. And if he's there, he for sure shouldn't be talking. Rashi. He makes himself unseemly. People look at him and they say, huh? This is the Talmid Chacham? This is the guy that behaves this way? It causes people to speak about him in a non-flattering way. Sar Talmid Chacham Hanargu Ruggel is accustomed. Zargei Mar B'dvarim. And Rashi's guy is Armi La Nirgaz. He gets angry in a bar. So Rashi, but Sam with anger, the Nirakin Novel Mishtakar. He looks like a drunk guy. A guy gets angry in a bar, you assume he's drunk. And we don't want a Talmid Chacham to leave that image. So that's the first one. Either goes there, talks there, and gets drunk there. La Moishiv Sheves. He puts his Talmidim. How does he translate Marei Mekaras?
Establishes the seats of the
students. In what?
Establishes the seats of the students in the heights of the city.
Right, meaning he puts his Talmidim up there. They become like a little bit haughty. They, you know, they're given very harsh of the seats in the city. He's teaching his Talmidim Gaiva. He's teaching them haughtiness. Hashem hates that. Rashi. Hamayshim Shabbos with Tamidim, seats the Tamidim and Ray Mekaris, the heights of the city. Achashinir Megase Aruach. Number one, it looks haughty. Loitim Avsikanais and Ivory Drachim, you're putting them men in Grand Central Station. The heights of the city mean where traffic is. And why are you putting them to learn in the middle of traffic? The third guy Hashem hates is Aichas Ba'amo Mashdamayim. He holds his private organ, and when he urinates, we talked about that a number of blocks ago. Rashi has nothing to say about that. And the thing, the fourth one is, Vanichnas lebeis chaveroi pisoi. He enters his friend's house without knocking. You walk in on somebody. That's disgusting. Hashem either hates or doesn't love a guy who enters people's houses without knocking. Maybe they don't want you there. Maybe they're engaged in something private. None of your business. So that's Beis HaDrachav. The Beis said, you want to know what Beis HaDrachav is? Anybody that does one of these four things that Hashem, that Ben Sira said, Hashem doesn't hate.
Well, how can you live it less than...
What? I don't see, that's a good point you're bringing. This is a question in Navi all the time. Navi, we say, three this, the fourth one this. I don't know. The answer is, I don't know. Rashi, I'm like, I'm Rabbi Eichelin, I feel a little bit some. Even his own house, a person shouldn't walk in on. Maybe somebody in the house is doing something that a little bit more private because nobody's around. They don't want a man walking in. Even the husband shouldn't walk in without knocking on the door. To let him know he's walking in. Give him a chance, whatever it is. Rashi, Dilma Avdi, Midin Ditzniusa. They might be doing something private. Zadu Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. I don't know what this means. Four things Hashem hates, and I don't love them either. I'm sorry? Which one? I'm not sure. I don't think so. But it's a Gemara Pesachim. I would check over there whether it's brought Malach. I don't know. Well, I'm sorry?
Another thing, substitute?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, again. I know people that are maxmen. I am not necessarily. My wife might be sleeping when I come home. If I knock on the door, I'll wake her up. What? Yeah, yes, it means. I can't say that I keep it. I'm not saying it makes me right. But I won't walk into anybody else's house without knocking. Yes.
I feel basically not to startle anybody.
Rashi doesn't say what you just said.
Where I got from, but that's what...
I learned Rashi. I don't care. You might have read it somewhere. It's fine with me. Rashi says they're doing private things.
That's in his house.
But it's, his wife is in a state that she doesn't want her husband to see her. His daughter is trying on a dress in the living room. Whether she should or not, is not the question. She doesn't want her father walking in on her. That's what Rashi said.
So that means you shouldn't walk in until someone says you enter, even your own.
No, I don't think so. I think if you knock on the door, people know right away that whatever they're doing, they should stop. And then you can walk in.
In the situation you mentioned, you can walk in, you don't have time.
So again, I get it. I'm not talking to halacha this. I'm not going to do this. I don't know.
They'll tell you, don't walk in.
But they might say, wait.
As far as the daughter trying on, remember, I mean, many of the houses at this point.
But one room.
Exactly.
So. That'd be my right. Now, if Shimon Mirchai says something, I'm sure Arska will say shot. Above why am I going to smoke a son of any and any of them? There are four things Hashem hates and I don't love. I don't know what that means. If Hashem hates them, I don't know what he means and I don't love them either. Did he explain? What?
Might not be Russia government, so therefore he doesn't want to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my shot. Same question as the other one.
No, but that's different. This is a man. There is a Navi saying Hashem hates him and doesn't love. He's talking about Hashem. Here, he's saying Hashem hates them and I don't love them. So the Mashal says he's afraid to hate them because they're not Russia government. Right? Enters his house suddenly and for sure it's his friend's house. Person who urinates in front of his bed when he's undressed. In those days, they would have to go outside, right? And therefore, by go urinating in front of his bed, it's like disgusting. It's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, it causes poverty. Shem punishes people that act that way in poverty. And I'm a shamish mitasim b'fnei balchai. One who has tashmish in front of living things. And this is brought in halacha, and anybody that's interested can take a look at Simon Reish Mem Sif Vav. I'm going to review the...
You should have a fish tank in your bedroom.
Again, I can only tell you to look up, if you want to know the halacha, take a look at Reish Mem Sif Vav. I'm going to review the Lishmua Philip Zahat Barim.
Can
we give the Gemara a chance before we say anything?
Well, it depends on...
I'd like to wait. Amalai Rabbi Yehuda Lishmo. I'm feeling the Zach Barim, front of nice. Amalai Sin in a sharp one lie. Elegant Shabbos Pliny. We're referring to people like that family. Their servants and maidservants are in the room when they're living with their wife. The Inu, period. The Inu Maidarish. So what are these people darshaning? I guess, is he referring to, I didn't prepare this, is he referring to the family? What does he say? Inu who? Who's the Inu going on? Those households, what do they say? Meaning, I think what it's saying, again, I didn't, what? Means they treat avodim like animals. To them, but then does it make it with a human of heaven or a mouse? Because they're their servants. They're not like servants today that you pay them a salary. These were slaves. So a slave, to me, is like a donkey. He's my slave. I can act in front of him without worrying about booster or anything else.
I'm going to say, he's like an animal.
Then you'd
be
in, you have to do it. No, it said no. He asked him in front of Akbarim. He told him, no, there's no answer to that. That's what I was saying. Let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lefnei Kol Chai." He asked them, "Even mice?" He said, "No, that's not what it means. It means in front of Avodim and Shvachas." He says, "So why did those people do it? Because to them it was like an animal." Which?
Right.
Yeah, but that's because of another thing. Meaning, even if they can't see it because it's dark, but it's in front of them and they're aware of what's going on.
There's domestic animals.
Again, yes, it is. In those days, it was domestic. It lived in everybody's house. again. See, here we're taking things of our own and building bridges and highways and skyscrapers. Let's listen to what the Gemara said. Gemara said, "Bifnei Kol Chai," and then the Gemara asked, "Does it mean mice?" And he answered him, "No, it means humans."
Go the mice.
Again.
Okay.
That's what he answered him. That means the fish tank is fine, and the mouse is fine, and the donkey is fine. That's what it's saying. The answer is in front of humans. Now, Tysus points out that even if the humans can't see anything, but they shouldn't be there during tasks.
Correct.
Humans?
Yes, because they refer to a donkey sometimes.
If they call Kai, it means
you. Fact the Gemara. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu lefnei Akbarim.
Akbar means...
Amalei Shinina. Why can't you read the Gemara? Why? You know what? Here is a pen. Here is a pen. And write it in. The Gemara says, Loi Ella. What's Ella mean? This is what's up, sir. Kegan shu beis loini. Shem sham shem lefnei teseyem. Befnei avteyem. Beshev chaseyem. So that's what's after.
That's what it meant.
That's what Bifnei Kol Chai meant. What?
I would think that they did it wrong. They did it wrong.
But it was humans. It wasn't domesticated animals. They treated their avodim as if they were domesticated animals. And that was wrong.
Domestic animals, you
can't be. Where do you see that? Why are you here?
Okay,
there's a pen. You know, I always offer people pens and erasers. Erase the Gemara, write the Gemara. I'm reading the Gemara.
I think the difference between animals and your pets that are sitting and watching you versus mice.
Where do you see that? Where do you see that?
Why do they say mice?
Because that was the common thing. Nobody brought it. They didn't own pet dogs in their bedroom. Here we go again. You know, I don't mind handing you a pen, but listen to the Gemara. But the Gemara says no that way.
I understand. I have what you say, but I
can't argue with a Gemara. By the way, this is a Gaya very much. And I'll leave it at that. If anybody wants to know in Halacha, there is a Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Sivav, a baby, a human baby. At what age is it usher to have tashmish in a room with a baby? That's Negei Lamaisa. We don't have avodim mishvachas marching into our room. And hopefully you don't have mice in your bedroom either. And you don't have your pet dog in your bedroom either. Maybe you do. But that's mutter. Right? We said that's mutter. But humans are usher. A baby is a human. So it becomes a whole tumul in halacha, not a tumul. It's dealt with in halacha in Siman Reish Mem. How old is a child when it becomes us that have tashmish in front of them?
And the answer?
That's why we have a Shulchan Aruch, and I'm not teaching halacha. What? What?
Are flies and spiders Balchai?
Again, it's mutter before Balchai. Here we go again. He's still busy with his shot.
Yeah.